joining us now, my favorite Kardashian.
Mine too.
The only Kardashian who has actually sent me flowers. It's Khloe.
Yay!
Sent you flowers.
Hi, Khloe.
Why would you send kid flowers?
I never told them, Khloe.
I sent him flowers because he sits right in front of me at the Mavs games, and Kid is very generous in sharing his seats with me when I need them, when I have multiple family members in town.
So annoying. You're so annoying. You have so many friends.
I have so many friends, and he won't accept anything else. And I obviously, you know, I'm married, so sexual favors don't work. So I'm doing flowers.
Well, I'm not.
For the record, I've only asked for sexual favors 7 to 8 times. Come on.
And then, you know, on the 9th time I decided flowers, we got to stop this.
Well, Khloe, you do strike me as the most honest of all Kardashians, so I'm going to ask you.
Oh, Kelly.
Does Kid Craddock annoy you, and especially your sister Kim, when she showed up to sit with you at that game? Just tell me the truth.
I mean, for me, he doesn't annoy me at all because he talks to me during timeouts, which is that's when you're supposed to talk. If you talk during the game, then I'm going to be like, okay, dude, you know, let's get it together. Stop trying to just be photographed and let's watch the game.
Your dumb hot sister sent me to the concession stand like a slave.
You wanted it.
You begged her. Are you crazy?
There you go.
Begged if you could feed her.
Here comes the truth that he annoyed Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I did. I'm sure I did. Hey, Kelly.
Me?
Yeah, yeah, you, Kelly.
What? Yeah.
When she sent me flowers, you know how you have to dictate the card over the phone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So I get the flowers, and it says, Kid, thank you for being so generous with your feats. F-E-A-T-S.
Was that a Khloe iPhone texting error or the floral shop error?
No, he sent me the picture, and I was like, what the? And the funny thing is they asked me, they were like, can you please spell, like, the last word? So I spelled, like, S-E, like, I was spelling it. And so the fact that they even got it wrong, I was like, but I even spelled it out for you. So how is that difficult? But
it's great, though, because when you think of feats, you think of, like, what do you think of with feats?
I think of two on the bottom of my leg.
Yeah. No.
My feats.
F-E-A-T-S.
I think of your acrobatic moves in bed.
Yeah, you think of my incredible sexual
accomplishments. Khloe has some weird foot fetish with you.
Oh, my God. I was like, of course. Great.
Yeah,
this
of
is
course.
Working out perfectly.
So how did, you know, we love having you in Dallas, but the question is, how did you find out that Lamar had been traded? How did you get the news that he was no longer a Laker?
Oh, my God. Well, I was traveling to Jingle Ball in New York. I was working in Jingle Ball in New York, and before, like, right when I landed, I turn on my phone, and I have, like, I want to say maybe like 100 emails and like a few texts and BBMs because Lamar was supposed to be traded to New Orleans. So I have all this stuff being traded. And then, of course, I have, which I didn't know, my producers, I didn't have my camera crew with me. But, of course, during my five-hour flight, they scavengered up a camera crew in New York since my sisters were filming a show there, too.
Oh.
And so they met me at the airport. And I was like, what is going on? Like, what's going on? I'm kind of just, like, I didn't know something could happen within 5 hours. I thought a trade took a little bit longer than that. That happened by the time I think I did my hair and makeup for Jingle Ball, then the trade was canceled. And then on my way back home to L.A., I land there and I get rumors, okay, well, that trade's canceled, but, you know, Lamar is definitely going somewhere.
Yeah.
And it looks like they were asking, it was Lamar Moore who, after the New Orleans trade was canceled and denied, then Lamar, you know, he felt really emotional about the situation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they discussed and Lamar was going to be traded somewhere due to the NBA new rules and the salary caps. And, you know, they spoke about it, and Lamar was like, well, fine. There's only like 2 or 3 teams I would want to go to, and Dallas is one of them. And so we ended up going to the Mavs. But it happened so quickly that, I always, when I married Lamar, I always knew that a trade was possible, but I don't really think I went through the motions in my head.
Yeah.
And so we got a call at like midnight and they were like, okay, so it's confirmed you are going to the Mavs. Mr. Cuban sending you his plane. And I was like, that's great, but who's going to pack? Like, it's,
yeah.
Because the flight was at 6 a.m. Because
oh,
we had to
wow.
go straight into training camp.
Wow.
So for me, it was just very weird. I was like, well, okay, so baby, when you land, where do you go? Like, how do we find out where to live? Like, we don't know where we're going. And they were like, well, they set all that up for you. We'll stay in a hotel for 30 days, and then someone will take you around
wow.
to find places. And I mean, it's just a really interesting
yeah.
system being on the other side of it.
Life as an NBA wife.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, Chloe, there are way worse cities he could have gotten traded to, like Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there's to go to the Mavs is like, it is. Oh my God, my husband's calling me. Hold
oh, go ahead and ask him.
Put him on speaker.
Put him on speaker.
Yeah,
put Lam Lam on.
Yeah, put him on speaker.
I'm doing my radio.
Put him on speaker, right, just like TV. Come on.
Maybe it's important.
Hey, Chloe, if you put him on speaker, we could interview both of you.
He's like, so I'm supposed to wake him up in like 5 minutes.
Oh, you
he's
are.
Like, before practice, he's like, I don't know why he's calling me. I'm in the other room doing this. But, you know, going to, there's only a few teams that are as, like, the Mavs is an amazing organization to go to. And for me, and only being involved with the Lakers, you know, it's, this is such an amazing organization. I don't know what it would be like to go to
yeah.
even New Orleans. Like, you know, Kim, because of Reggie, she knew a lot about New Orleans, and she was just saying that, you know, that it's such an amazing city, but it's just a little bubble because of what happened to Hurricane
yeah.
Katrina out there. It's so depressing in so many other areas.
Uh-huh.
That she was. There's a lot of other cities that it's hard to live there because mm-hmm. of
I'll
devastation
yeah.
that have happened.
I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of want to make a comparison between the two cities, Dallas and L.A., and ask you some questions where you get to pick one or the other, okay?
Oh, great.
All right. Which city has worse traffic?
Oh, L.A.
Okay.
Yeah. That's easy.
Sure. He's easing you all into right. it, yeah. Chloe. Just uh-huh. get ready.
Better weather. Yeah. Better weather.
L.A., for
okay.
sure.
More fun stuff to do.
Be honest.
Honestly, I'm born and raised in L.A., and I've had a lot of fun here.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because
it's new
and it's exciting, but, I mean, I would say Dallas.
All right, Dallas gets a point.
Yeah,
right, cool.
I think it's Dallas for me.
Which city has nicer people in general?
Dallas.
All right.
Very true.
If you had to be lost on a street with no money and no way to make a phone call, which city would you choose, L.A. or Dallas?
Dallas.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Which city is less expensive to operate in, if you've noticed things like that?
Dallas.
Yeah.
Yay. Wow.
Which city has more annoying Kardashian fans? Not Kardashian fans, but annoying Kardashian fans.
I like the stalkers.
Yeah. The ones
I don't
that...
think any of them are annoying.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are annoying. I mean, in L.A., people, it's so, like, oversaturated with everybody, like, with people or everybody wanting to be someone or thinking they're someone or just, I don't, like, in Dallas, it's just more people who, like, are genuinely nice and excited
good.
To meet you.
That's good to hear, yeah.
But it's not annoying. They're just, I just think in L.A., people, like, think they're too cool to say, like, hi to you.
That might be true, yeah. How close are Rob and Lamar? Because the last game I went to, you were out of town, and Rob went to the game by himself.
Yeah.
Now, that's something you would do if, like, one of your best friends was in the game, I would think.
Rob and Lamar, they have a really great romance. it's great, though. They both don't have brothers. So
yeah.
when, you know, we married, they really treat each other like brothers. And even in... the first episode of our show, you're going to see it's a really weird transition because my brother moved out of our house. And, you know, he did Dancing with the Stars and kind of got a lot of confidence in a bit,
yeah.
like, which is great for him. But Rob, you know, he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he just did not handle moving out the right way. Like, he didn't really tell Lamar, like, hey, thanks for, like, the 2 years of you letting me live. Like, he just, like, got a new place and moved out.
Right.
And didn't really say anything, but I also don't know, like, guy code. But Lamar kind of took it to heart, so they both kind of weren't talking to each other. It was, like, some weird relationship thing, and I was like, oh, my God, you two got to, like, just kiss and make up. It's just so – you're going to see that in our first episode that they – there was a very big awkwardness between them two, and they both wouldn't communicate to one another that Robert was mad that Lamar wasn't paying him enough attention, and Lamar was
All right, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Wait,
girl?
Like, hold on. I want you to solemnly swear right now this wasn't cooked up by producers so you could have some drama. Come on.
No, I swear. Okay. I promise you, because Rob, I was shocked that Rob moved out without, and not that he moved out. I was shocked that he moved out, and, like, my brother did not even come and pack his own stuff.
My
brother asked my assistants, or, like, he would call movers and have my mom come and, like, pack up his stuff in his room. And I was shocked that he wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like, you lived with us for 2 years. What are you afraid of?
Oh, there's Lamar again.
Oh, you got to wake up Lamar.
I mean, I don't know why he keeps calling me.
It's time to wake him up.
But, you know, I mean, Rob, and that's not like my brother to do stuff. My brother's a really sweet.
He seemed very nice and thoughtful when I talked to him.
And he is. So I don't know, and I even had to confront him and say, I'm very happy that you did Dancing with the Stars. I love all this confidence you're getting, but, like, I don't know if that means, like, I didn't know if he thought he was, like, too cool for, like, all of a sudden, and he just wanted out of living with his sister, which I get, but you could still handle it in, like, the right way.
Well, I felt bad for him because he was sitting by himself, you know, behind me, and so I was with a buddy, and at halftime I said, hey, you know, if you want to go, we're going up to some suites and stuff to visit some friends, you can come if you want. And instead of saying no, he goes, well, let me see how awkward I feel after you leave.
No, did he really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
He is so funny. He's a weirdo. That was a San Antonio game, right?
I think so, yeah.
He was feeling sick, and he was like, oh, okay, this game's over. And so he left a little early. And, of course, that's when they went into overtime.
Oh, it was
and
great.
I was like, how did you leave that game early?
Right.
He's like, I just wasn't feeling well. And I was like, oh, my God.
Hey, speaking of family, is there going to be a Chloe's Real Dad episode of Chloe and Lamar this season?
I have no idea. I think for this is like going to be like the never-ending saga, Chloe Real Dad.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, Chloe and Lamar is practically over filming. But, of course, we have another show that always keep filming. But I think my mom is more, I don't really care about this whole rumor. I think it's all BS, and I think people just want to make something out of nothing. Like, obviously, in every family, I don't think there's all cookie-cutter kids. I think it's easy in my family to point that out, since most of my siblings are kind of cookie-cutter kids, and then there's me. But
I wonder what people think you're going to do. Do they think if we say this enough that your mom, after 28 years of having you around, is going to run out and get a DNA test?
Well, my mom is like
what are they thinking?
Upset about it. My mom is like, if you have doubt, I will do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, my mom is the one who's more, you know, upset about all this. And because I think even in her, because, you know, in her, she wrote a book, and in her book she admitted that she had an affair and all this stuff. So I think she kind of feels like these rumors are her fault, and then everybody else just kind of taking a little snippet of what she said and now spiraling out. I have no idea.
I'm sure
but
she
know
told
what?
You
I'm
that.
I'm not even a Kardashian. Yeah. I'm an Odom, so I don't really care.
I'm sure she told you that she never dreamed that that would be the outcome of that confession or that admission in her book.
Of course, she never meant for it. I think that's why she feels so guilty and all. Like, but it's almost more annoying of her, because she's like, every day she's like, are you sure? Do you want me? I'll do whatever you want. Your sisters will take DNA tests for you. And I'm like, oh.
Now
God,
she's trying to fix it.
You're my favorite daughter.
So Chloe.
That's only who's making the most money that week.
Right.
Chloe, do you and your sisters have the entire weight of Sears on your shoulders? Do you feel like you're having to save that company and revamp the whole image?
Lamar just called again.
I know,
Lamar. Why is he calling me?
I don't know. Why don't you walk down the hall and find out?
He has to go to practice.
I'm going to. Yeah. Hold on.
Well, hold on. It's fine. We're live with Khloe Kardashian.
Man, you guys are not live.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hold on.
It's all good.
We're all live.
Yeah. What's he sleep in?
Hold on 1 second.
I bet he has the pajamas with the feet in
them. Oh, he sleeps in boxers like
silky
ones.
I'll bet I could wear his boxers as pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could.
How's he doing?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Is he okay?
Okay. He's fine.
Yeah.
Do you have to make him breakfast?
I do when I can.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love doing that kind of stuff. Okay, I'm so sorry. I missed the question.
That's okay.
No, we're all set.
I was asking, do you feel a lot of responsibility? Because Sears is really putting a lot behind the Kardashians, trying to, you know, update their image and get a younger, hipper vibe. That's got to be a lot of pressure.
You know, it's honestly, it's more of, I've never thought of it as a lot of pressure. It's more of like, you know, kind of like a dream come true. My sisters and I have always wanted to create our own clothing line. We've always owned our stores, Dash, even before our TV shows, and we've always said, you know, we want to have our own line one day. We thought it would be within our own stores. We never dreamed it would be on such a magnitude as Sears, and we carry our handbags and luggage in Australia, and we're going to be branching out to other countries as well. We never dreamed it would be that big. It's more of like a dream come true to us, and so we put our all into it. The reason why I wasn't here for the San Antonio game is I fly back to LA once a week to have design meetings.
Oh, cool.
And do that stuff with our sisters.
Well, I like the topless photo shoot for Sears. Will you be doing that with their lawnmowers and stuff?
We don't do lawnmowers, okay. But you never know. Maybe if we get like a good dishwasher deal or something.
Yeah,
you never
appliances.
Know.
I could see you in appliances.
You That's never awesome. Know what could happen.
The one time I've seen you, Chloe, when you had the you came by the
oh,
man.
Yeah,
you came.
I don't think she's put two and two together. Let's
oh,
see.
Okay. You
stopped, I told her.
You stopped
about
by
it.
My bar, and we took a picture, and I was on my way to Mexico, and I told you.
Yeah.
Okay. He had the banner up that said, "Welcome to Dallas,
yeah.
Chloe."
Yeah.
So why haven't you gone by?
She came by one time, and I told you to come back and sing karaoke,
was
girl.
Was it because of the Yelp reviews, Chloe?
Well, I love that when I came there, you guys said he has great drinks but horrible food. That was my favorite part when I met you guys at the Mavs.
Right.
Thanks a lot for that.
That was the best part. I was like, that is great. I don't even know what to say. Honestly, Dallas has been amazing, but I've been working so much, and I've been having family members pop up out of like nowhere to like surprise us and keep us company. And I have not had a second. Like, I still don't even have some of my furniture for our place. And
well, if it's a money thing, I mean, I told you Kardashians drink free, especially Rob.
Didn't my brother go by there? Or no,
he hadn't been by yet. I've been looking for him.
He was so excited, and I told him it was like right around the corner. Okay. I don't know why he hasn't gone by there. I know my crew, like, my crew and some of my other people went down there.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll be waiting on you. You still drink
free.
Because
they were sending me pictures, and they were like, does this Kardashian thing work for the crew, too? And I was like, I don't know. Just tell them.
No.
So.
No, it doesn't.
Chloe, sure it does.
I have a moral question for you along those lines. My seats have become roughly 1,000 times more valuable now because you're sitting behind me.
Yeah, right.
Would it be wrong for me to sell those for $10,000 each to meet Khloe Kardashian?
Hey, honey, if you could make the money, give me 10%. We're all good.
All right.
You got a deal.
I love it.
Khloe Kardashian, everybody. Kid Craddock in the morning. Congrats on your radio show, by the way.
Thank you.
Sounds really good. I loved it with Chris Harrison last week, but I'm not allowed to listen to other stations. So somebody
so you didn't love it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Somebody just told me about it. I have to deny that I heard it.
My mom kind of took over. I was like, I don't even know what's happening here. But.
And you told your brother, Rob, that he's the worst person to interview ever, right? You said you wanted to assassinate him or something?
Well, I mean, they just like, I interviewed him and my baby sisters. Yeah. And they don't think, like, they won't answer my questions because they think, oh, it's just my sister. So, like, when I talk, they're so, like,
dismissive,
laid back and not, like, really giving me good answers. I'm like, you guys, like, I'm trying to work here. Like, give me something. And so, I mean, there's, like, no point in really interviewing family members. For me, like, you guys could have them because they'll answer your questions.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, God.
Isn't that funny? No matter who you are, if you're related, you just get treated like crap.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus, please.
Chloe, I have to ask you this. I asked this to a lot of celebrities that we interview.
Al, really?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Here we go. Here it is.
Chloe, and trust me, I'm serious when I say I ask this to everybody.
He really, really does, Chloe. I'm not joking.
How do you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian?
You ask this to everyone?
Yeah. He does.
Like,
even,
if they're a guy or a girl?
Yes, no matter who, he doesn't discriminate.
Doesn't matter
how
who
do
it
I
is.
Compare it?
Yeah. Compare
your butt to Kim's butt.
Yes.
I mean, I never do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though.
I don't know.
Chloe,
she has a pretty nice ass, so.
Yes, she does.
And you look smaller.
You're tiny.
Lately. Like, when I've seen you in person, it's like, not. I mean, you actually look skinny.
Really
skinny. Yeah. Like, have you been working out more or doing something different?
God, thank you so much. No, I mean, I do. I work out. I like to be active. I do work out.
Yeah.
Whenever people meet me in person, they say, "Oh, you're so much smaller than I thought you would be."
Awesome.
Or I don't know if it's true that the camera adds 10 pounds. I mean, maybe that means I have like 12 cameras on me. But
it adds 20. It adds 20.
No,
is what
I mean, does. Yeah.
You know, I don't know, but I do work out. I know the move to Dallas and everything has been very stressful. So I know when Kim saw me, she was like, "Dallas is doing a body good." Like, because I'm just
not eating.
I like to work out. But I just think maybe it's the move and everything happening so fast that maybe I've just lost a little bit because of being stressed, but thank you.
Well, we love having you here. You've done a great job as our go-to adopted celebrity fan. Mm-hmm. Love having you.
Yeah, really. Oh my God, I'm going to kill you guys.
I love that singer.
We love that.
That's my mom's doorbell.
No way.
Amazing.
That's how vain she is. That's my mom's doorbell.
Somebody's at the door.
That's what happens every time someone comes to her house. And I'm like, really, Mom? We all get it. We get that we're on the show.
I'm making it my ringtone.
Man, I'm going to cut through security just to ring the doorbell.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Chloe. God. Have a great day. We appreciate it. Go wake up Lamar.
Thank you. I'm going to wake him up right now.
All right. See
you later. Next time, I want to be in studio. I don't know what happened.
You got a deal.
That's not on our end. We'd love that.
Yeah, we'd love it.
I thought
I was going to be in studio this time, and I looked. I was like, oh, I'm getting bumped to a phone call.
No, you didn't get bumped by us. You come on by here. Tomorrow's good.
Yeah, tomorrow's good.
I think they decided I'd be too spazzy if you were actually standing here. Mm-hmm. That's what they decided.
I'll be there next time. I'm going to L.A. today, but, you know, maybe next week I'll come on in.
Fair enough.
Awesome.
Fair enough.
Okay.
See you at the game. Thanks, Chloe. Bye-bye.
All right, babe. Bye-bye.